Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Ellipsepi with Hologram, and the track is Umati Atanarsimat. Atanarsimat. So this is an Inuktitut.
Inuktitut?
Thank you.
Sorry, no, I still said that wrong.
Cover of Heart of Glass.
Cool.
Very, very, very cool, and I dug it a lot. Before that, we heard Tai Chi with Montant, and at the top, we heard The Best, Straight Line Was a Lie. That's off of their new record, which is out now.
Yes. Okay, spy movie rundown real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we watched Black Bag.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Watch it. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It was literally amazing.
Yes.
Steven Soderbergh.
Steven Soderbergh directs. You have Mr. Fassbender.
And Cate Blanchett. And they're so good.
There's this other, like, little English girl who's in it, and she was very funny, too. I liked her a lot.
Yeah.
She was, like just, the script is very good. She's, like, perfectly characterized as, like, the, like, Zoomer new hire into, like, MI6. I felt like this movie was like a sort of response to, or like in the, like, it's about like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy stuff, right? It's about like the smiley verse of like these miserable British intelligence officers who just like hate their lives and just like sleep around the office. But it's like, it's about like how could a married couple possibly survive in that environment?
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's, yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I feel like it was really simple. Like, there's not even that many, like, sets. Like, they basically are either just, like, at their house or at the office. And then there's, like, two other places. But the script is just so well done. And it, like, moves so, like, along so perfectly.
Yes. That,
like, I was, like, rapt the whole time.
It's so good. The lighting was gorgeous. I saw a lot of people online complaining that it was, like, overexposed or, like, you know, like, just all this, like, bloom lighting that makes it all look, like, kind of, like, fuzzy. But I really liked it. Like, maybe I'm just like, oh, shiny thing. Like, I haven't seen this. Cool. And all the sophisticated cinephiles are like, it smacks of blah, 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 blah. But I was like, cool, neato.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I can't recommend it enough. Like, it's not very long either. Like,
yeah. It's Soderbergh can put together a movie, man. I was really, really enthralled by this.
Yeah.
There's not even much else to say.
No.
It's really good.
Every time we enjoy a movie, it's like 5 seconds long. Review. It's like, oh, it's so good. Go watch it. Anyway, the other spy movie news we have is that apparently since June, this has been widely known, but Denis Villeneuve is going to direct the next James Bond movie. What? Did we already talk about that? Like, I don't even...
The Quebecois are taking over Hollywood, folks.
Now I'm getting deja vu, and, like, maybe we literally already talked about
this. I don't remember talking about
this. But that's just the greatest news of all time. Like, we're...
Because the Broccoli family sold James Bond to Jeff Bezos.
Oh, okay.
This year.
Okay.
And now, we're going to get a new James Bond. Did we have a release date, even?
No, and not anytime even remotely soon, because he's doing Dune 3.
Yeah,
next.
Dune 3 probably comes out next year.
Yeah.
And then, it might be not till like 2027, 2028.
Yeah. So it'll be a long time.
Yeah. Just please, please. I know I've definitely said this on the show before.
Yeah.
Please hire Dev Patel to play James Bond. Please. I will write the script.
I know.
I've already got it in my brain.
It's saying,
we need the like post-colonial James Bond.
It's also saying, sadly, that the front runners are Aaron Taylor Johnson and James Norton, who's this guy. I can't describe him other than he's like a British guy.
Well, I like how ugly he looks.
All right, hater, he's handsome. He has good picks and bad picks. He's going to be in like House of Guinness, I think, is what this article is implying. But anyway,
Dev Patel.
Just Aaron Taylor Johnson, like, I love
I feel like he's too old.
I literally love him. He's so handsome. I love watching him on screen.
Like, not a good actor.
He's good in Bullet Train, like, all this stuff. But he's not the strongest actor in the whole universe. No. Like, I don't know if I really want him to play.
Want him to carry a franchise?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
But you didn't love Kraven the Hunter?
Like, I thought he did a good job in the Eggers movie, and he's going to be in the next Eggers movie.
Oh, is he?
The werewolf one.
Oh, I love werewolves.
With also Lily Rose Depp will be in that one too.
Queen.
But I don't know. He doesn't need to be James Bond. Like, get someone funky, you know? Like, yeah, what are you doing?
Dev Patel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No. He did Monkey Man. Monkey Man was literally his tryout to be James Bond.
I
know this in my heart.
I know. And now that you've put it in my head so much, like, literally anyone they announce, I'm going to be like, boo.
I know. Like, I've already got to figure it out.
I won't be happy unless it's him. But anywho, we'll keep playing music.
Yeah. Up next, we've got Hayden Pedigo and Chatpile. They're teaming up for a record. This is the first track that they've released from that. It's called Radioactive Dreams. Here we go.
Yeah. to the well, through the forests and the fields, with my cousins at my heels. In the garden with my mom, pulling weeds all day long, picking sweet grass from the lawn. I wonder when I will be back again. I feel at home right here. I wonder when I will be back again. I feel at home right here. Rainbow prisms down the hall, sparkles from a disco ball, soulmates written on the wall. Walking down Main with you, sipping coffee with a view, watch the people passing through. I wonder when I will be back again. I feel at home right here. I wonder when I will be back again. I feel at home right here. At home right here. At home right here. Spinning records all night long in Jimmy's place behind the house. Someone's passed out on the couch. Lights of yellow, red, and blue, sitting talking in the booth. I love coming home to you, to you. I wonder when I will be back again. I feel at home right here. I wonder when I will be back again. I feel at home right here.
Think of all the good times that I've wasted having good times. When I think of all the good time that's been wasted having good times. When I was drinking, I should have been thinking. When I was fighting, I could have done the right thing. All of that boozing, I was really losing good times. Good times. When I think of all the good time that's been wasted having good times. When I think of all the good time that's been wasted having good times. All of my life I remember her crying, my useless talking. I could have been walking instead of complaining. I could have been gaining good times.
jolly good time. And everything is working out fine. Ha, 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 ha.
Useless talking, all of that knocking, all of my sinning, I could have been winning. I have to be easy, and it's a beginning of good time.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Good Times by Eric Burdon and the Animals. Before that, we heard Fontaine with Home Right Here. And at the top, we heard Chatpile and Hayden Padigo with Radioactive Dreams.
Okay, we did our black bag plug. I'm just doing one more plug. We just got Netflix again, and I watched Building the Band. It's dumb, but it's so cute. Okay.
Liam Payne is not the One Direction guy who did the header off of the hotel balcony.
He is. Sadly.
He is?
Yeah, yeah.
So this was just filmed prior to his header?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, be respectful.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, this is like... a bunch of singers are in those little like Love is Blind booths, and they all like hear each other like sing, and then they have to like press buttons to see like who they would want in their band. Mm-hmm. And then they get to chat and form their own bands based just, like just off
when
voice.
They say band, they just mean like pop group,
like,
where they all sing
like
together,
all singers. And then the rest of the episodes after they like form their bands are them like doing showcases, and then like the judges pick who gets eliminated each time, and then there's the winner. The winner is not even like they get $500,000, which is a lot of money, but they have to like split it between all of them. Mm-hmm. And so like, okay, that's not that much money for like winning a whole show. They used to give you like $1 million each, you know? Anyway, it was super cute, and just I really enjoyed watching like a reality show where they're like not put in the torture chamber, because Love is Blind, they are hurting those people.
Yeah.
Those people are suffering, and it's not the most pleasant to watch. It kind of feels like you're watching gladiator battle, and you're like, some of these
it's like
people,
the emotional equivalent of a saw trap.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they might not live this one for real, actually. But building the
one
band,
of the judges didn't.
Okay, whoa. But one of the, you're making a lot of meanly jokes, okay. But the bands, like, they don't make them do anything evil. They just have to, like, sing and dance, which is what they wanted to sign up and do. Like, I just thought it was really heartwarming. And I liked all the people in the bands. And their singing was really good. And it was so cute to watch them, you know, go and succeed and all this stuff. So anyway, if you want a little reality show, it's only one season, and it's like, it still hooked me, but it didn't feel evil. So
well,
unlike also we watched Pop Star Academy.
Oh, we've talked about
and,
this.
Yeah, and so like that was, you know, like, similar. You're watching them like train and sing and dance, but they are put in the torture chamber. So
yeah,
like,
no, that's, it's like a Milgram experiment.
Yeah, so this one was like much more pleasant to watch. So anyway, I just gotta say, so cute, watch it.
All
good
right
times.
Cool.
Yeah. And music. So.
Okay, fine. I'll play some music.
No, I'm saying this show is about music. So.
Folks, two great tastes that taste great together. Bright Eyes and Hooray for the Riff Raff have a track together. It's called Dyslexic Palindrome. It's very good. A man, a plan, a panal. A panal? A canal.
What?
Panama. It's a palindrome.
Oh, okay.
And he riffs on that by saying, like, napalm. Because, folks, guess who's from Panama? John McCain. It's all connected. Here we go. Bright Eyes.
What?
What? Okay. John McCain is from Panama.
He's not American?
He was born in Panamania.
Panamania?
He was a Panamanian. He was born to a U.S., like, army guy who was on a base in Panama.
All right.
And he went to Vietnam and dropped a lot of napalm on huts, which is what is referenced in this song.
Okay.
Here we go.
Learning Corner with Dean.
Bright Eyes.
Suck your police clock. When you take a son home, standing near. Stop your police clock when you stand next to me. Stop your police clock. Lost in the Pacific. Arresting you for being in love.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Gimme Sympathy by Metric, before that, Cheer It On by Tokyo Police Club, and at the top, Hooray for the Riff Raff and Bright Eyes with their track Dyslexic Palindrome. It is now time, folks, for your Isoprenosad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs, and this week, we're listening to Weekend in Western Illinois off of 1997's Full Force Galesburg. So this is the song that, it's not the title track, but it's the one track that references the town of Galesburg, Illinois, which is right on the Iowa-Illinois border. This was a song inspired by a train ride that JD took, where he pulled into Galesburg and he saw a dog run across somebody's backyard, and he had a vision of just getting off the train and disappearing and spending the rest of his life in Galesburg, which sounds gorgeous. Like, he calls it ridiculous romantic stuff. And that this song is not ridiculously romantic, though. This, it paints a picture of people sort of trapped in this border town, trapped between states, as it were, literally between states. Just like this sort of this unfolding of the land and also their lives. He sees like a vision of like disaster looming and this sort of like this doomed fate that they share in this like apocalyptic but at the same time quaint and Pleasantville-esque setting of Galesburg. The dogs acting as like they're playing in the fields as the world were ending, he says. It's a gorgeous little track. It's a lot of fun. It's Weekend in Western Illinois by the Mountain Goats. Here we go.
Where the tall grass grows up here in the fields. anything important, any of us still? And yeah, the human tragedy consists in the necessity of living with the consequences. Under pressure, under pressure.
Hello, folks, and thank you so much for listening to us on this Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you are ready for, your week to start again post-Labor Day. I hope we helped, sort of ease that transition back into the office or the work site or the home desk or where, I don't know, wherever you work.
Yeah.
A lot of fun had, as always. We just heard Courage by The Tragically Hip. Before that, we heard Julian Rolinino with Full Moon, featuring, of course, Weird Nightmare. And at the top, we heard The Mountain Goats, Weekend in Western Illinois. I've been Dean.
I'm Megan. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. We're going to play you Steel Saddle with their track Finny, and then at the end, New Purity Ring. It's called I Am an Ocean.
Woo.
Here we go.
Yeah. tree. You've got to be Latino.
Well, the tears fell from the sky. Hey, you want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present an Airwave YGK matinee featuring live performances by Birdbone Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group. Come for an eclectic musical adventure featuring traditional Slavic sounds, folk pop, and jazz ensemble works created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. This CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
Quilt is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. We are open for submissions of creative and academic writing for our upcoming themed volume, Abundance. All subjects and styles are welcome, so long as they align with our theme, and we welcome creative and wide interpretation of that theme. Submissions should be short, sweet, and, as always, brilliant.